I've been a fan of Delbert McClinton's music since the 1970s. My album collection started with his 1975 release, Victim of Life's Circumstances. And I'm honored to speak with him by phone tonight. You and your band have performed many times in Cincinnati, and you're coming back to headline the Cincy Blues Fest August 11th. Tell us about the band you'll be bringing and how long they've been with you.
Well, this band that I'm working with, we've been together, I don't know, 6 or 7 years. About 6 years, I guess, is about closer to right. And it's the best band I've ever worked with, ever.
Are these musicians the same ones that are on your new album?
Yes.
And tell us about that album. It came out in 2017.
What do you want to know about it?
Well, did you write all the songs? Because I know you're a singer-songwriter.
All but one. I either wrote or co-wrote. I prefer to write them all, but one of them was written by a trumpet player friend of mine, Jones For You, and it's got trumpet all over it, so you know it. But we were in recording, and he told me he had a song that he wanted to play me, and I loved it, so we did.
And are you going to be playing songs from that as well as your well-known catalog at
Fest? Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's not enough time for us to do them all.
Well, I want to talk for a moment about your Sandy Beaches cruises, because those are real popular, and they've been going on. Next year will be the 25th one.
That's right.
Those are real popular. Does it sell out every year?
Well, it sells out as much as we want it to. We don't sell it all the way out, because if we did, well, then there'd be too many people to get into the venues available on the ship, so it would be all for naught. But there's about 1,600 to 1,800 people on the boat.
And how many musicians do you usually book for that?
Oh, boy. Well, there's about 10 or 12 bands and a bunch of songwriters and comedian type. Doyle and Debbie. I don't know if you're familiar with Doyle and Debbie. But, well, they do a routine. They've been on the cruise for the last 10 years anyway. And it's just a lot of fun, you know. You can go online and see a montage of the cruise, and it's like having a big family that you like.
That's what I was thinking. It was like a big family affair with the fans and the musicians all mixing together.
Well, we got like a 70% return rate, so it's all really good.
Who were some of the musicians you had past couple months ago?
The Mavericks have been on for the last at least 5 years. And Wayne Toops is out of Cajun, Marsha Ball.
Well, I saw that Marsha Ball, she's booked for the 2019 one already, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. She's been on every one of them.
And I bet she's popular, too, with her Cajun music.
Very much so. Very, very much so. That's why she's a staple of the cruise.
And how many stops do you make during the cruise?
Well, we used to do three, but the consensus was that let's do two and have more music. So that's what we've been doing. We do two stops. We get music going from 11 in the morning until 11 sometime.
And what kind of food?
Well, it's good. The Norwegian ships have got good food. I mean, Holland, not Norwegian. So, you know, the food is always good. The one we were on here before last made the best pound cake I ever had in my life. I couldn't stay away from it, so I had to change ships because I couldn't eat all that cake.
Well, the Texas State University has published a book about you entitled Delbert McClinton, One of the Fortunate Few by Diana Finley Hendricks. Was she a friend of yours? Yep. And how did she approach you about the project?
Well, I didn't know her, but when we were doing we needed a new bio, a more updated bio. And a friend of my wife's here in Austin suggested a woman here that has done several books on music. So she did the bio, and during that time, she started looking for information and found out that nobody had ever written a book. And she asked me about it. And I said, well, she wanted to do it. She wanted to real bad. And so she convinced me that'd be a good idea. And I think she did a great job. It's a pretty good view of the last 60 years.
You've had a long career.
Well, yeah, I have. I look at myself as a fugitive from the law of averages.
That's a song title right there. Well, there's another Texan, Don Imus, also born in 1940, who wrote the foreword for the book. I saw you perform on his show many times. Have you two remained close now that he's moved to Texas on a ranch?
Oh, yeah, yeah. As you know, Don and I go back to the 70s, and he's a good friend. So, in fact, I got a call from him last week. He's putting together music for his last show, and we talked about it. He said he wanted to do one of my songs for the last, you know. So he's picked three different songs. One of them is mine, and that's going to be the music for his last show.
Well, that seems very apropos, as close as you guys are.
Yeah, he's going to do the song "Had a Real Good Time."
Well, that's perfect, actually.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, tell us about your son, Clay. What's he up to with his music?
Well, he's kind of not doing much right now. He's still recovering from a car accident he had a few years ago. He had some head trauma, so he's getting better, but he's still got some recovery to do.
Well, we wish him the best, because I saw that on his 2013 album, Biting at the Bit, Gary Nicholson, who played with you in the 70s and produced several of your projects, was the producer.
Yeah.
And that must have been, you were on the album too, so that must have been a fun time.
It was fun. And Gary and I and Clay wrote some of the songs on there, and he wrote some of the songs on there, so it was a lot of fun.
Is he down in Texas with you, Clay, now?
He is. He's in Texas. He lives in Dripping Springs.
Well, we wish him the best with his recovery and hope he's back playing music again soon.
Well, me too, and so does he.
What else do you have coming up this summer?
Oh, just working. We're working on a new album. We've got 8 or 9 things already cut, and we'll be working on that here for the foreseeable future. I figure once we start working on it, we got, I don't know, a month worth of work to do.
Do you have a studio there?
Well, it's not my studio, but in Nashville, there's a studio on every corner.
Oh, that's where you're recording, is Nashville?
Yeah. We record out at Kevin McKendry's studio, the Rock House. Kevin plays keyboard with me, and he's got a studio, and we do it out there, most of it.
Well, we look forward to it. When do you think you'll be releasing that one?
Oh, it'll be sometime this year.
Well, thank you for all your years of great music, and we look forward to seeing you and your band here in August here in Cincinnati.
Well, great. Thanks. I appreciate it.
All righty. Well, thanks for talking with me. You know, it took me 10 years to get up the nerve to talk to you. I've been so in awe.
Oh, well, glad you finally got up enough nerve to do it.
Well, you've done it all. You've seen everybody. You've played with everybody.
Well, not yet. Not yet, but I'm working on it.
Is there anybody else on your wish list, bucket list to play with?
Oh, God, not really, no. I'm pretty satisfied with what's going on.
I've been in conversation with the great singer-songwriter and blues country legend, Delbert McClinton. You can see him perform live at the Cincy Blues Fest at Sawyer Point on August 11th. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.